Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One odds maker told me Josh Allen was more valuable than Mahomes. So if Allen was out, he'd be worth about 7 points. So let's say the Bills are at home against the Raiders and they're a 14-point favorite. If Allen's out, the line is 7. If it's Mahomes against the Raiders, the line doesn't drop as much as it does for Allen, which is wild for some people to think about out loud. But he's definitely more important what the Bills do on offense than Mahomes is for the Chiefs. And then you got Andy Reid and all the weapons that KC has. But Josh, of course he could win it again. There's no reason he can't.
A couple of things about that. That's Sam Panayotovich with us last hour. I'm not sure I think he's wrong about that specific point. Allen,
Mahomes and Allen, yeah.
I guess I have an easier time imagining the Chiefs staying afloat with Gardner Minshew or last year Carson Wentz. I mean, it's really, though, a little bit unfair because I know how their season went. You know, it's like in the past. And they didn't score a lot. Their defense was really good. They didn't need Mahomes to light anybody up to win, like, almost literally all of their games. I have a terrible time imagining the Bills without Allen doing anything, like getting first downs.
Yeah.
I really just think the Bills' offense would go to the bottom without him.
I think that's right. It's weird because it sounds like you're saying Mahomes isn't that valuable.
Well, valuable
in some way, but it's relative. Like you've got. Yeah, I would have more faith in Reed finding a way to make something work, scheme guys open, easy throws for guys. It's not really about, you know, for me at all, Minshew versus Trubisky, although that's what it really comes down to, right? You're talking about the backup quarterbacks. I do not like Trubisky as the backup quarterback at all anymore here. I hope Mike White beats him out.
Mike White, number 14.
I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying that, but it's a little bit like how when Tyrod and EJ and was it Fitzpatrick?
Castle?
Whoever the three were. Like, who do you want to win the job? I want Tyrod to win the job. Why? Because I haven't seen it yet. No one's seen it yet, and maybe it could be half decent, right? Whereas I think I know what these other guys are, and it's not good. And Mike White, we've seen a little of Mike White. I mean, it landed great the first time I think we ever saw him in a primetime game for the Jets, and he threw for over 300 yards. And then Zach Wilson went back in, and they couldn't move the ball again. But it's been just a little bit. It's not a lot to choose from. Trubisky, you've got a long time in Chicago that he plays his way out of even a fifth-year option there. You've got the opportunity in Pittsburgh, and that's where he really lost me. Watching him play in Pittsburgh, he just could not pull the trigger. And I think you've seen that even when he's played for the Bills in preseason. I just don't have any faith You know, what did our great friend, the late, great John Clayton, used to say? Like, backup quarterback, split, you know, get me, you know, if you got to play four games, win me two. I don't even know that Trubisky, I have faith in him doing that, regardless of who they're playing. I just don't trust him to get rid of the ball. So it is a lot of it for me is about that, but still, the advantage you've got with a schemer like Reed, I just think he'd find ways to move the ball with another guy. It's not to say Mahomes is just an incredible talent. It's just the gap is larger, I think, between what you can do without either guy when you're talking about the Bills.
And that makes – I mean, that the point is that, like, greatness is one category and value is another, and they're not always the same list. Like, your MVP stuff – I've always – minded this about MVP discourse is that it supposes what teams would be without the player. Like that's always part of the conversation. Allen versus Lamar Jackson, Allen versus Mahomes. It's always part of the conversation is what would their teams be without them? And that's not really within their control, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. Am I trying to MVP? I've said it a million times. Is meant to be, in every sports sense, it's meant to identify the best player. And it doesn't. It can get twisted, and it can get twisted this way, where we're trying to figure out how good Gardner Minshew is. And, like, that's ridiculous, right? Reed, coaching, backups, receivers. Allen had we all thought, me, you and I, had a better chance of winning last year because Diggs was gone. Should that mean anything to how good he is? Does it really mean anything to how good he is? No. It means something to, we think, how valuable he is, which is, like, that's the word on the trophy. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think Mike White is no different for me than Trubisky is. It's just Allen and his talent, including his running, which is so unfair to a defense when it's third and medium. Third and short, third and medium. Forget it. Like, any time he doesn't run is maybe it's a risk. It's dumb for the Bills, you know? Like, just go get your 5 yards. Just go take them. And is Mitchell Trubisky going to do that? It's not even a fair comparison. No. So that right there, the ease with which the Bills can pick up first downs because of Allen and his running makes him – I mean, as important as any player in the league. And Baltimore, when we have examples with Baltimore playing without Lamar Jackson, and it went okay. Like, they didn't lose all the time. They didn't win all the time. But they were kind of that's how I would kind of see the Chiefs, a team in the middle. When their guy goes out, I don't know what happens to the Bills. We hope to never find out if Allen misses, you know, a lot of time in a season. I mean, I think it's over. As soon as that happens, and I don't have to be right. No one knows.
Yeah.
But it does sort of shape your opinion about the roster, about the coach, about the GM, which is ultimately for me is like, I mean, I think they're really lucky to have him. I don't think they're bad. I just think he is the prince by far. He is the principal figure in their success. And I don't know, like, I kind of want to know, but I don't. I'd like to have sort of proof in my mind of whether that's actually true, but I don't really want to know that because that means they're playing without him. Bob Chandler, are you sitting down?
For now.
You were at the game.
Come on.
What?
Go ahead.
Chiefs at Bills, 1973.
No, you got the
wrong. You were at the Bengals game.
You got the wrong. I was at the Bengals game.
This was a Monday night game.
Yes.
That you may have watched.
I remember it well. OJ went over 1,000 yards. Seventh game of the year, he went over 1,000 yards for the season.
And Bob Chandler recorded his first and only extra point.
Come on. I don't remember that at all.
So this would have been no two-point conversion. You know, it's 20 years off, 1973. This would have been a botched snap, maybe. And he's the holder. Would Bob Chandler have been the holder?
Yeah. Yeah, that's that makes
and he,
sense. Yeah.
And he runs it in, and he gets credit for an extra point. If you look up his career stats, and I didn't know this when I brought it up a few minutes ago. I just know that he had an extra point.
Yeah.
That's it. It's on a run after an OJ touchdown.
I don't remember watching that game, and it's possible.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bullet was blacked out.
Very.
It's first year of the stadium, but still. I do not remember seeing the game on TV myself, but I was 8, so I mean it's possible I just forgot. I mean, I know I have pictures of the Monday Night Football crew in the booth, like from the newspaper. It was a big deal. Monday Night Football's in town, OJ, the whole thing.
First time.
1,000 yards in 7 games. And yeah, I think so. So that was really, really cool, but I do not remember sitting and watching the game. And it's not, I mean, I guess it's possible that my parents made me go to bed. I mean,
well, it's more possible that it wasn't on.
Yeah.
Because we talked about the 77 season, and that team was bad, and this was like a historic year with Simpson. But again, this is like the third time this week. Something about sports in the old days you can't believe. It just doesn't sort of make sense in your mind. No one was there. The 77 Bills highlights, Nobody is in the stadium.
Yeah.
Like literal entire empty sections.
Yeah.
You watch a play from behind OJ, he gets the handoff. He was on that team for a while. He got hurt, but he watch him from behind center. There's a game against Atlanta that they win 3-0.
Gee, I wonder why people didn't kill themselves to get in there.
Right. They win the game 3-0. And I remember watching this highlight a couple days ago. It's a handoff to O.J. Simpson, and he breaks a few tackles and runs, like, for 8 yards. And, like, the entire far end zone is empty.
Yeah.
Nobody is there. For the Monday night game against Kansas City to be on TV, what? You need to sell it out days in advance.
Right.
You think that happened? Probably not.
Yeah, we could probably find the attendance for that game somewhere.
It's not on reference. I was looking.
Okay.
Well, but it would be somewhere. You're right.
Yeah.
Somebody would know.
But I just my memory is I don't recall watching it. That doesn't mean for sure it wasn't on, but it wouldn't be surprising that it would have been blacked out. Games were blacked out all the time.
Most games. It was a school night, and it started at 9.
Right.
Monday Night Football started at 9 until I was an adult.
Yes.
So very recently did they change it to 9. Or from 9. Yeah, 9 o'clock. How did we live like that? What did we do from dinner time to 9 on a Monday in the football season? What do we do?
Stream episodes of Severance on Apple TV.
I mean, we just read.
Right.
We read by the fire.
Right.
We listened to the radio. We knitted. What did we do from 6 to 9 on Monday nights in the fall in the 70s before Monday Night Football? What did we do?
We canned vegetables and fruits for the long winter ahead.
Yes, that's right. We pickled things. I don't know. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.